What starts the ice flows melting? Those deeply buried frozen feelings. Last week, Alice suggested it was new information. She said, on a recent trip to America, I encountered many people, especially women, who have discovered the power of their knowledge. They do not shirk from pointing out the poisonous nature of false information, even though it has been well concealed for millennia behind sacrosanct and well-meaning pedagogical labels. The conversations I had in the United States gave support to my own experience that courage can be just as infectious as fear. And if we're courageous enough to face the truth, the world will change. For the power of that poisonous pedagogy which has dominated us for so long has been dependent upon our fear, our confusion, and our childish credulity. Once it is exposed to the light of truth, it will inevitably disappear. And that's from For Your Own Good, the preface to the American edition. The new information provided is not to the adult that has come to be, but to the small child who was never seen. Quote, what most needs to be understood is his compulsion to repeat, and the state of affairs behind it to which this compulsion bears witness. All this, no doubt, is the result of social pressures, and these do not have their effect on his psyche through abstract knowledge, but are anchored in his earliest affective experience with his mother. His problems cannot be solved with words, but only through experience, not merely corrective experience as an adult, but above all, through a reliving of his early fear of his beloved mother's contempt and his subsequent feelings of indignation and sadness. Mere words, however skilled the interpretation, will leave the split from which he suffers unchanged or even deepened. One can, therefore, hardly free a patient from the cruelty of his introjects by showing him how the absurdity, exploitation, and perversity of society causes our neuroses and perversions. However true this may be, things we can see through don't make us sick. They may arouse our indignation, anger, sadness, or feelings of impotence. But what makes us sick are those things we cannot see through. And I'm hearing by sick, just unable to cope because of the depression that sinks our soul and mires our soul, this incapacitating sadness, often not seen as sadness, but just numbness, perhaps, frozen feeling. What makes us sick are those things we cannot see through. Society's constraints that we have absorbed through our mother's eyes and an attitude from which no reading or learning can free us. Political action can be fed by the unconscious anger of children who have been so misused, imprisoned, exploited, cramped, and drilled. This anger can be partially discharged in fighting our institutions without having to give up the idealization of one's own mother as one knew her in one's childhood. The old dependency can then be shifted to a new object. If, however, disillusionment and the resultant mourning can be lived through in analysis, then social and political disengagement do not usually follow. But the patient's actions are freed from the compulsion to repeat. The inner necessity to constantly build up new illusions and denials in order to avoid the experience of our own reality disappears once this reality has been faced and experienced, unquote, from Prisoners of Childhood. How do we merge or juxtapose, we're going to be thinking about, new information about the micro and the macro, the personal and the political, the inner and the outer, such that the heart is not just opened, but committed to engage in action, i.e. is connected to all humanness? Or perhaps the better question is, how exactly does the heart open? What is that process?
How did it close?
We could describe our communal nature as a capacity for empathic connectedness with others. But if we can't form a mutually empathic connection with our mother, in Alice's sense, we can't form it with others. Our capacity for empathic connectedness gets stunted. We cease to believe in it. We have no model for it, except, of course, with the earth and the earth in us.